A vote on the Senate tax plan could come as soon as tonight, and support for it appears to be growing. So let's talk about its potential economic impact with Mike Regan. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the Dow today broke another record, going above 24,000 for the first time. Investors seem to like the idea that this tax cut bill is likely to pass.
Yes, absolutely. Especially as it picks up steam this week, Senator John McCain endorsing it today really helped propel that stock rally. So definitely a lot of optimism that this will pass, at least on the part of investors.
And investors often making bets on the future. So what does that stock market rally tell us about what might happen to the economy? Or are they looking at individual businesses and how they'll benefit?
Well, from the economy side, the estimate from the White House's Council of Economic Advisers is that the corporate tax cut alone could boost growth to the 3-5% range and boost the average household income by $4,000 a year. But these have been described as back of the envelope calculations. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of skepticism surrounding the veracity of these numbers. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has called the numbers, quote, fake math. And there's really a lack of sort of an official analysis of this plan. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is getting a lot of criticism today after the New York Times put out a story explaining how he had promised the Treasury would release a detailed analysis of the economic impact of the bill. And as of yet, they haven't done so. And everyone's still waiting for the Joint Committee on Taxation to release their report. A lot of economists are very reluctant to put a firm estimate on the impact because there's still so many questions about how the House and Senate bills will be reconciled.
But when you talk about the possibility of 3-5% economic growth, we just saw the quarterly GDP growth at 3.3%. Unemployment is down to 4.1%. So why would we need tax cuts to stimulate the economy right now?
Well, many would argue that we certainly don't. Corporate profits, for example, are at a record share of GDP. I think the White House's selling point is that this is a long-term issue and not something that's needed urgently, although Republicans certainly are acting urgently to pass it. To me, what's possibly the most controversial part of the bill, however, is they're considering the notion that if deficits do grow to be more than they expect them to, which presumably would happen if economic growth slows, then they're considering actually triggering tax increases if the deficit is bigger than expected. And that would occur theoretically right when the economy would need the stimulus, would need the opposite. So to me, it's surprising that isn't sort of a bigger sticking point.
Could be kind of a double whammy of bad news if you then have tax increases while the economy is struggling. But what about, just in the 30 seconds we have left here, what about what big deficits would do to interest rates?
Well, right. Obviously, the bigger the deficit, that means the more Treasury bonds that the U.S. has to sell to fund the deficit. And the more supply of bonds, the higher Treasury yields go. And those yields influence every interest rate out there that consumers and businesses pay. So theoretically, the bigger the deficit gets, the higher the interest rates potentially could go. And eventually, that could be a drag on growth, too.
Yeah. And maybe the housing market as well. Michael
Absolutely.
Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks, as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.